Would you bow with me together again? Father God, we come into your presence. We come out of very differing weeks. Some of us are tired from a very busy week at Vacation Bible School. Some people have been really struggling with life and faced some overwhelming challenges, health issues, loss of loved ones, discouragement, financial challenges. Lord, you know exactly where we come from and what we need. But Father, we thank you that as we come into your presence, we come to the one who has every answer for all that we need. And Lord, I pray this morning as we spend time looking at your word together, that we might be reminded who you are, and reminded of your sufficiency for our every need. Lord, I pray you'd help me to speak clearly the message from this psalm, and I pray that you'd help us to hear it and to live it out and to learn to trust you in new ways. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I invite you to turn to Psalm 23. In our culture, we live in a very pluralistic society, as you well know. And one of the prevalent views of people, particularly in the United States, is that it really doesn't matter what you believe as long as you believe it sincerely, because every road, basically, every spiritual road goes up the mountain to the same place. And you find different ways that viewpoint is stated, but it is prevalent, very popular belief in our society that the sincere Muslim, the sincere Hindu, the sincere Christian, that these are all people who, because of their sincerity, they're all heading the same direction and they're all going to get to the same place. And it's a very American perspective because we're democratic and we like to believe that everybody has kind of an equal standing. But as I study the scriptures and as I observe even just the world around me, I find that